Ron Ron's always coming up big late when it counts, too, and that's what we love him. He's at sportsoverload.com, and he's calling in on the Rumble Revolution hotline while Pat and Joe finish their touchdown club lasagna.
Oh, no, it's so
I'll never
good.
Be finished.
I hate
so
it.
Good.
Hate you. Ron Ron, how are you, my man?
Doing great. How you guys?
Excellente.
Hey, Ron.
We have talked this game to death, so let's talk it a little more. How about a couple of your impressions about the Arkansas-Missouri State game? And how about this? Tell me something about the run game that you found positive. Who
positive?
Impressed you, or what did you like that pleased you? Anything?
Well, the short yardage wasn't impressive, but I still think we'll be able to make plays throughout the course of drives, you know, between the 20s. Because like you saw with the Michael Smith draw, that 15-yard touchdown run, I think when we get the passing game going and we're spreading out in 3 and 4 wide receiver games, I think we'll be able to run the ball out of those formations and catch the defense off guard preparing for the pass. So I still think the running game will be a weapon, and I think the offensive line will gradually get better and Broderick Green will be fine.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love Bobby Petrino?
Well, you know, I really like where we're going. I would say probably he's got to be 8.5 up in there, 8.5, 9. I'm pretty high about Petrino right now. I feel pretty good.
I would too. I think everybody's pretty excited about the possibilities. Now, what do you want to see corrected in the off week?
Well, I think the defense wasn't quite dominant enough. I mean, we're playing Missouri State, so you're going to look okay. But I just didn't see enough dominance by the defense. We didn't get in the backfield as much as I would have liked. They were able to run the ball a little on us more than I would have liked to have seen. I think the defense can shape up a little bit. The secondary, I know a lot of those guys are making their first ever college game, so you got to give them a pass, I suppose. But I think the secondary and the defense could step up a little bit more.
All right, let's talk a little fantasy football, shifting gears. I guess, is this Sunday the first set of games, or is it next? It's Sunday, right? Yeah.
All right, this Thursday, the Titans play at the Steelers to kick things off, and then everything else will get back to the usual on Sunday.
Okay, what do you got for me?
Well, your fantasy draft will probably be in the next day or two if you haven't already had it. Just in case you haven't had it, a couple guys to target late, Lindell White is a guy, and Felix Jones. Felix Jones and Lindell White are guys that are backups on their teams right now, but those are guys that I think could finish the year as the starter. Those are guys you can get good value on a little later. Ryan Westbrook is never healthy, so grab his backup, LeSean McCoy. You'll probably get a steal there. And Brandon Marshall is a guy you want to avoid, and so that means you want to grab Eddie Royal, the second receiver on the Broncos, because somebody's got to catch passes on that team. Matt Castle's banged up, so I want to avoid him. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers, now that Cadillac Williams is back healthy, have a three-headed running back situation that you probably want to avoid all three as far as fantasy is concerned. Because Cadillac, they love Cadillac whenever he's healthy, but you have no idea how long he's going to stay healthy. That knocks the value of Derek Ward and Ernest Graham, their other running backs, so I would stay away from that situation. That's just a little last-minute fantasy advice. You know, there's always college coming up, too. I'll have a college article up here in the next couple of hours breaking down what happened in college fantasy football from the first week, so I'll have that up as well.
Is college fantasy football catching on?
It is. You know, I've been surprised. It's not as, you know, obviously it's not as popular as pro, but one thing that's good about college is that you can customize a little bit more to your needs. If you're a guy that lives in Arkansas and you follow the Razorbacks and the SEC and that's all you care about, you can do an SEC league. You know, if you only care about the big schools, you can do a BCS-only league. If you're a guy that lives and breathes it, you can do all 120 teams. You can customize it to what you want to do a little bit more. And so, if you can figure out a way that works for you, you know, it's worth giving it a shot. It's pretty fun. It makes college a little bit more fun, you know, not just watching the Arkansas game, but also keeping up with a few other players around the country.
How many games will Oklahoma lose this year?
Ooh. Probably, I'm going to go with 3.
That's what that thing seems to be the average number now. Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to next week. We get to sum up the first weekend, and you can kind of let us know our fantasy stars and fantasy bombs from week one, and we'll talk about some of those games, I'm sure, coming up on Tuesday of next week.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Anything else we should look for on the site this week?
Well, you know, I'm picking every top 25 game every week, and I'm picking every NFL game every week. This first week, I went 9-6 against the spread, so that's 60%. 13-2 straight up, just picking winners, so that's 88%. So, it was a great opening weekend, so off to a hot start. And remember, all those picks are free, so you don't have to sign up for anything, so you don't want to miss out on those.
I can totally afford that.
Yeah.
SportsOverload.com is the website. Ron Ron is the editor. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care, Ron Ron.